You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
All right, let's start with Young Dad. Young Dad had a very rough night. Here's Young Dad being questioned by the media.
Is it fair to say that bedtime did not go as well as it could have? And when did you first feel things were getting out of hand?
Yeah, we knew we were in trouble when we couldn't find the book with no pictures. Also, they have had no interest in anything else for the past month.
The book was eventually found in the freezer. How did you even know to look there?
They put my keys in there last week.
Seemed to be a lot of chatting after the lights went out.
Yeah. When I asked them if anything happened today at dinner, they said no. But as soon as it was lights out, I got an hour-long show about the ladybug they found on the slide.
Charles Barkley wishes the NBA had not banned Jontay Porter for life. Here is Charles.
Really? I wish, because he's such a young kid, I want to make it clear. I understand why they did it, and rightfully so. But I wish they had said, okay, 5 years, something like that, to give him another chance. I understand, like I say, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I understand why they did it, but he's such a young kid.
All right, such a young kid. Now, why do you think he deserves a second chance, Charles?
Nick Saban says something, and he's the greatest college football coach ever. He says, yeah, people give me a hard time when kids screw up, and I give them a second chance. He says, what am I supposed to do with them? Am I supposed to throw them out in the trash and wonder what's going to happen for them the rest of their life? And I always tell him I admire him because, you know, we all did stuff when we were young and dumb. And he says, I'm not going to throw an 18, 19-year-old kid out in the trash and say, good luck the rest of your life. Yeah. I'm going to punish him. We're going to punish him, and we're going to give him a second chance.
Okay. Jontay Porter, in case you missed it, he played for the Toronto Raptors, banned for life a couple days ago by the commissioner because he was breaking the gambling rules. He was betting on games in which he was betting on NBA games, period. Mm-hmm. And then he also seemingly was trying to rig prop bets in which he can control himself because they were prop bets on how he would play and produce during the game.
If right? I can. You yes. can bet on him to underperform.
Yes.
Right. And yep. so... That's what he did. He yep. took himself out of games
yes.
to rig bets.
Yes. And ultimately,
this isn't,
got busted.
Dude, it now, ain't making a mistake.
No.
This is cardinal rule number one in athletics.
Yes. Yeah. Now, what he's saying about Nick Saban giving an 18, 19-year-old another chance, Jontay Porter is 24.
Yeah.
He's 24. You got to know better at 24. And by the way, it doesn't matter if they banned him for life or 5 years. He's never coming back for two reasons. One, he isn't good enough anyway.
No, right. which is why he's betting
why he
on
betting.
Himself. Yeah, right.
Yep. And two, what team in 5 years, if they had lift the ban in 5 years, would want to take a chance on bringing in that headache? Because you're going to be scrutinized every time he touches the ball, it's going to be scrutinized. He's not coming back.
Well, he'll go to Europe or someplace or Turkey. And,
if somebody will have him.
They may not even take him, honestly, because it's that grave of a mistake.
You just proven your character to everybody. You just showed your ass.
It is character. Exactly
yes.
right.
Comedian Brad Williams, he is a friend of the program. He is he's a little person. He suffers from dwarfism or was born with dwarfism.
Yeah, right.
I shouldn't say suffer because he doesn't suffer.
No, he's good.
He loves it.
Yeah.
He loves his life. And
yes.
he's a great comedian. Great comedian.
Very funny.
And TMZ caught up with him because Blake Griffin, longtime NBA player, just retired.
Right.
And Blake Griffin, the thought is he might become a stand-up comedian, which is not far-fetched at all.
Blake Griffin retired.
Yes.
He's always said that he had an interest in stand-up comedy. He's dipped his toes in it a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for the guy?
Well, first of all, I think if he retires from the NBA and does stand-up comedy, I think a comedian should retire from comedy and go to the NBA.
Oh, one for one trade?
I'm nominating myself. I've seen Blake Griffin do stand-up.
Okay.
I saw him do it in Montreal. And he's good.
Okay.
I hate that.
Why?
Because you can't be good at everything. It's like, all right, the only two celebrities that have, like, tried stand-up I ever thought were really good at it, and that's Blake Griffin and John Mayer.
Wow.
And both of them are like, F you. You can't play in the NBA. You can't master guitar and be funny. Funny is for it's for losers like me that couldn't get girls.
Yeah, so, but he knows Blake Griffin's coming, and that's apparently what he wants to do. So
good luck, man.
Good luck. It'd be great if he came into town and we got him up here.
How cool! What a unique perspective.
Yeah.
having been an NBA player to bring to a venue like that.
That interview with Brad goes on longer. We'll have more as the morning goes on, but that's exactly one of the points that he brings up. He's got a ridiculously incredible
story.
Different,
yeah, his lane is unlike anybody else.
Right. Tyreek Hill, as you know, wide receiver for the Dolphins. He was off of X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, for quite some time, and he just got back on, and one of the first things he saw was his fellow NFL wide receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster, plays for the Patriots. He had posted a photo. Juju posted a photo, a selfie of him and his girlfriend in his car having a good time. But apparently, Juju's Schwantz was hanging out, and he immediately took it down. Like, it was only up for a few minutes, but too late. And one of the first people to see it when he finally signed back onto Twitter for the first time in a long time was Tyreek, who then quickly wrote, I get back on Twitter, and the very first thing I see is Juju's got a deal with Vienna sausages.
Oh, snap! Vienna, the tiny ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Social media was also in stitches over the Jaguars' general manager, Trent Baalke. He was holding a press conference. That all these GMs are holding press conferences in, you know, as we approach the draft, right?
Okay.
To let, you know, people are asking questions. What are you going to do? Are you confident? This blah, 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 blah.
Right.
He farts in the middle of a he's making a comment, and he farts. But to his credit, Rick, how many times has a guy farted and then denied he farted? This guy's not going to deny it. Here we go.
Right. Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
And I felt bad because that sounded like I'm going to have diarrhea.
That's bubbling up.
That was rumbling.
That sounded like it was going to be a frothy mess in moments. Not good. Not good. Get the froth out. Caitlin Clark has gone ahead and has blocked Antonio Brown on all her social media platforms because apparently AB started attacking her for some reason.
What?
So she joins Tom Brady, Joe Biden, and DeMar Hamlin as people who have blocked Antonio.
I would pay money to be at a cocktail party with that list, man. How fun would that be?
Tonight, final two NBA play-in games to determine the last two postseason spots. The Heat will host the Bulls. They'll do it without the Butler. Jimmy Butler expected to be sidelined for weeks. Right MCL injury. He suffered it against the Sixers on Wednesday night. And the Pelicans, Zion Williamson not going to play. He suffered a left hamstring strain. So the Pelicans, they have to beat the Sacramento Kings to get in. Probably not going to do it. Zion's not playing either, so that's not good. NHL regular season ended last night. Playoffs start on Saturday. And I looked this up. And, you know, if things were different for me tomorrow, I might have done it. But there were $77 tickets still available for the first game of the playoffs, Carolina Hurricanes, New York Islanders, tomorrow at 5 p.m. in Raleigh.
Wow.
So there was not a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, I might do that. And then I was thinking, I'm not doing that. So anyway.
But only $77 and five-hour drive.
I'm sure there's.
Is it 5 hours?
It was about three.
It was three.
Three hours.
Three.
Even better.
Yeah. And it's not bad at all.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice drive, actually.
It is.
I might have
to road trip that.
Yeah. So anyway, not going. But that's tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Right. Then on Sunday, the Capitals will begin their playoff run. Madison Square Garden, 3 o'clock. That's on Sunday against the Rangers. Norfolk Admirals, they were off last night. Their playoff series continues tonight in Quebec, where they are one game up on the Trois Rivières Lions in that best of seven. Major League Baseball, there are only a few games. Just mention the Guardians beat the Red Sox. How about that? 5-4. And your Tides lost again, 10 in a row. 3-1 to Jacksonville last night. If you're looking for something fun to do tomorrow night here in the area, full Carter Racing at Larry King Law's Langley Speedway, including Super Trucks, Enduros, Super Streets, and late models. That's always a good time. And it is time for Toily. We're bringing in Toily T. Paper here.
Oh, from last week.
From last
Toily
week.
T.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah.
And he's going to give you things you should never wipe with.
Oh.
This is Toily T. Paper.
Things you should never wipe with. Part 14. A chunk of parking lot asphalt. Listen, I know the club is banging and there's a long line to the bathroom, and those street tacos you ate earlier aren't sitting well, but if you wipe with one of these, you'll be picking gravel out of your no-no region for days. Doorknobs! Listen, I understand they're at butt level, but resist the temptation. Other people have to touch that, you know. Plus, if you get a handle, you're really going to be in serious trouble. Finally, another thing you never, ever want to wipe with is cats. Setting aside the fact you don't want claws and teeth that close to sensitive areas, if you do it too often, you'll get an angry letter from PETA. And who needs that? Stay tuned for even more things you should never wipe with.
All right. Well done. And that's number 14 on that list?
I think he started with 14, to be honest
with you. I kind of like that idea, man.
I wasted like an hour yesterday listening to it.
How can you not?
You happen on this. It's just like, I got to hear them all, man.
All right.